handicap to me, like some
people. You seem to be able to get around quite well.
I can. I'm much better if I had one of this surgery, but of course I just had surgery about a month ago, something like that. And so, and my wife and myself, we've lived quite a great life together. We've had a great ministry together.
How old is your wife?
Well, she's 56 years old.
Is she a Methodist too?
Yes, she's a Methodist. Of course, she'd have to be.
Well, I guess so. Was she raised a Methodist?
No, she was not. She's raised a Baptist. Her mother was a Baptist and her father was a Methodist, so they grew up in different churches like that. And so, and when, of course, when we were married, the first thing she did, she came to the Methodist church with me. And
yeah. Would you tell me about your education, what schools you have been to?
Well, I've finished high school at Altoona, a little church where my father was a minister then. And
where is that?
That's out from, close to Gadsden, up out from Gadsden or Ottawa. And then I went from there to Snead Junior College. I went 2 years to Snead Junior College and then went to Athens College, got my BS at Athens College, and I went on to Emory and did some work at Emory. But that was, I finished college in 1942. That was during the war period, and war just starting, that is. So.
And then did you come back to Winston County?
Well, I used to, see, when I was a kid, I used to come up and visit my uncle up here in Winston County. Come every summer and spend the whole summer with him, and he had a farm out here in the country. And and he taught me how to work and plow and all. And so, anyway, so then I come up every summer and until I became, you know, sick where I could not come. And then I always dreamed of coming up here. And so my uncle, I was Gus and so he wanted to sell me the old 40 acre. Well, of course, I was a Methodist minister and making about $600 a year, and I couldn't buy it. He said, well, I said, yes, you can. So he came up when he had the deeds fixed up for me, and so I signed the deeds of this 40 acres. And it took me about, it took us about 9 years to pay for that 40 acres. And $600, no interest in the thing. And so then he sold me those two 40s, and that 40, I'm going to sell you two more 40s. I said, I couldn't buy it. Well, I said, you couldn't buy this, and you did. So I bought two more 40s, and then my brother Pat bought a 40 and gave to me, and I bought another 40, which made 200 acres. And it joins the Bankhead National Forest of 187,000 acres out there of access. And so we built a camp out there adjoining the Bankhead Forest. And
is that in Winston County?
Yes, it is, all in Winston County. It's a beautiful place. There's a lot of bluffs and different scenery. And we built it for handicapped people and also for church groups and camp meeting. We have an old camp meeting out there once a year. And we have a... Well, it's the whole thing is done by faith. We didn't have anyone when we started. And I guess we have about $500,000 worth of building equipment on the place now. In fact, a man up here in Haleville gave me $25 and told me to start it. So we started at $25. And,